Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Country music icon Toby Keith has died. A message on his social media account stated the 62-year-old passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, last night. He had been diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago. Chemotherapy, radiation treatments, and surgery appear to have failed to keep him alive. Keith is survived by his wife and his three children. He sold more than 40 million records over the course of his iconic country music career. A new poll is showing the impact that online sports betting has on Americans.
According to the Siena College St. Bonaventure survey, 39% of people asked said they have wagered on sporting events, while 19% admitted to having an online betting account. 93% said it was fun. 85% look at it as a way to make money. There are also fans who believe online betting will impact organized sports and that it should be regulated by the federal government. I'm Dave Collins.
The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 p.m. tonight, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from Southern California and into the San Diego area.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Jury deliberations will continue today in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in November 2021. He's now serving life in prison without parole. Jennifer and her husband, James, were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, as prosecutors say they ignored signs their son was having serious mental health problems. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying GOP lawmakers in the U.S. House should not be opposing compromise immigration reform. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's argued the immigration reform compromise legislation in the Senate is inadequate and will not deter illegal border crossings. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans.
If it is not solved, it will be exclusively their fault and on their hands because they refuse to do what they're supposed to do by their jobs is to protect and defend our nation.
Nevada is facing a complex presidential contest this week with a Republican primary on Tuesday and party-run caucuses on Thursday. Following disputes over scheduling and procedures in Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner is expected to secure all delegates in the caucuses against an unknown businessman. Nikki Haley will be on the primary ballot without Trump, ensuring her victory, but no delegates. And the elder Pat Mahomes Mahomes will be at the Super Bowl despite being arrested in Texas.
Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl. The judge in Smith County opted not to impose a travel ban on him, but has prohibited him from consuming alcohol while he's in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, how you doing? It's Tuesday already. It's amazing, huh? How quickly it's going as we rapidly approach the Super Bowl weekend. Of course, Super Bowl weekend seems to be ongoing for the last week and a half already. But, hey, we're getting close to, you know, to the big game. So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, it looks like the Democrats are aligning themselves behind their standard bearer, Joe Biden. And, you know, what people expected may not be the case, and that is that there would be some sort of uproar in the Democratic Convention, some upheaval, and the people would realize that Joe Biden is incapable of handling another 4 years. In fact, I think 59%, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, says that they see Joe Biden as mentally challenged. But meanwhile, when you look at the current economy, what's going on, this seems to have given him, you know, some wind under his wings, supposedly. I say supposedly because, you know, you talk to most people and they're not seeing the economy as some are seeing it, and that it's getting better. You know, and you wonder, okay, well, how is this, is this something that's just being manufactured because we're getting close to the election, or are we actually seeing some reality here? Well, to clear it all up for us is Dr. Michael Bussler. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor, and we welcome Michael to the show. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. I'm happy to be here. Look forward to a good day today.
Well, always. So what do you make of what's going on right now? I mean, it would seem on the surface that things are improving, but yet it hasn't quite caught up with the majority of Americans yet.
No. So a couple of things. For the last year or so on your show, I've been saying I think we're heading into a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep getting numbers that say we're nowhere near a recession. So the last half of 2023, we had very strong growth, 5% in the third quarter and over 3% in the fourth quarter. So growth is good, and generally that's good. The more growth you have, the better. And then you have to say, well, why are we having all this growth? There are two things. One, the federal government continues to massively deficit spend. In the last five fiscal years, 2021, 22, 23, and this year, 24, the federal government will have deficit spent $11 trillion. Now, you put that much money into the economy, and you're going to end up stimulating the economy, and that's partially what's leading to the growth. The other thing is, which
Michael, let me ask you for just a moment then, because the government is manufacturing this. This is what you know. I've sensed that has been happening. I mean, is this real money? Is this something you can take to the bank?
Well, it's something that in the short term leads to economic growth. In the long term, it's going to be inflationary, and we have a public debt that we have to deal with at some point. The total of all deficits, the public debt, is now over $34 trillion.
Right.
Obviously the largest it's ever been. Now people say, well, what does that mean? Is that a problem? Normally, economists would say if the public debt is less than 1 year's GDP, you can handle it. If it gets above that, it's a problem. So GDP is around $25 trillion. We're way above 1 year's GDP. What are the problems with a big public debt? And there are two. One, we have to pay interest on the debt every year. This year, the interest will approach $500 billion, and that's money you have to pay every year. It's going to get worse in the future for a couple of reasons. One, we're continuing to deficit spend. And two, when the government runs a deficit, they sell bonds to get the money to spend. They're 10 or 20-year bonds. There's no mechanism in place to ever pay that money back. So when a 10-year bond or a 20-year bond matures, what do? They sell a new bond and pay off the old bond, and you roll over the debt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few problems with that.
It's just a Ponzi scheme.
It's like a Ponzi scheme, exactly. Yeah, one big problem with it is a lot of this debt that's maturing now has interest rates of 1, 1.5%. Today, the interest rates are up around 4%.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you incurred no more debt, you're going to double or triple the interest expense just by rolling over the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the annual interest expense will approach $1 trillion before the end of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $1 trillion that you can't use for productive things. The other problem with large public debt is the federal government is selling $34 trillion worth of bonds. They're pulling that much money out of capital markets. That could create a capital shortage. And if you have a capital shortage, the government has stimulated the economy. You want business to increase output to meet the new demand. But to increase output, you need two things, labor and capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a labor shortage.
Right.
We end up having a capital shortage, too. Business can't expand. Mm-hmm. So if there's high demand and you can't expand supply, what results is higher prices. I am worried that, and everybody says, look, it's a great thing. The inflation rate was 9.1% back in November, it dropped down to 3.1. But then it went up again in December to 3.4. The January number comes out next week. We'll see what that is. I'm afraid inflation is going to continue to inch up. And I think we could end up by the end of the year with over a 4% inflation rate. Now, so what does that mean with the Fed? Everybody's saying, look, the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates two or three times this year, maybe as early as next month. Depending on what the inflation number looks like for January, which again comes out next week, I don't think the Fed's going to cut interest rates in March. And if inflation gets worse, I don't think they're going to cut interest rates at all this year. And indeed, they could end up raising them. The other fly in the ointment that's difficult to forecast is what's going to happen to oil prices.
Exactly.
Now, oil prices have gone down because the worldwide economies are slowing. But what happens if the Middle East breaks out into a larger conflict, which it looks like it will? If that reduces the supply of oil, you could see oil prices go up, and then we have a severe energy inflation problem.
Michael, what you just ran out, it seems to be something that it's not just happening in America, but this seems to be a universal problem throughout the planet.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Most economies follow what the U.S. does. So if the U.S. deficit spends, They figure they can deficit spend. So they follow what the U.S. does, and inflation could turn out to be a much bigger problem this year than we think it will be.
Are any of these countries deciding to break away from the pack and do something different?
So far, no. Now, they some of the inflation rates are getting fairly high. They're much higher in, say, England than they are here. So they've got to tighten up their monetary policy.
Let's go to break. We'll talk more on the other side with Dr. Michael Busler.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. And we're hearing from Dr. Michael Butler, public policy analyst, economics professor, who's breaking us down. You know, the economic growth reportedly, as they say, is strong. Why? And what's next? But the reality, as we were saying right before the break, is that though inflation, you know, kind of, it seems like it's holding steady, and that's what they can talk about. But, you know, the fact of the matter is everything is still up. Prices are still high, and that's the reality. And it's like we don't have enough paycheck, you know, to cover the economy individually here, Michael.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, politicians can give speeches and try to influence the way you think about things, change your opinion to what they'd like to do. So you can influence people's thinking.
Mm.
What you can't do is influence the way people feel.
Right.
So when I go out to the store and buy something, I say, look at how much this costs. It's way more than it used to be. I don't feel good about that.
Right.
I can't afford to buy the things I'm used to buying. You don't feel good about that. Prices are up nearly, on average, nearly 20% since President Biden took office. And although they're not going up quite as fast, they're not coming down.
Right.
And as a result of that, people don't feel good. What I'm really worried about, and I really hope I'm wrong, I'm really worried about inflation is going to tick up. I said this in the first part of the show. I think inflation is going to tick up this year. Again, it went from 3.1 in November up to 3.4 on an annualized basis. December, if it starts going higher, which it could, I think inflation could end up over 4% by the end of this year. One other thing I didn't mention in the first part of the show is when prices start going up, people say, well, look, I need a wage increase to cover these high prices. So when the auto workers and all the healthcare workers over the summer went for wage, new wage contracts, they were getting 6-7% annual rate wage increases. And some of these are locked in for the next 3 or 4 years. So now you start to get higher wages, which people say, well, that's good. I can pay the higher prices. But what happens when wages go up, labor costs for business goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for them to maintain profitability, and you have to be profitable, otherwise you're not going to be there anymore.
Right.
In order to maintain profitability, you're going to have to raise prices. One statistic in November that I don't hear people talking too much about, they say, look, wages are up for the year 4.5%. That's good. It's it beat inflation. So in real terms, you got a raise, and that's good. But in December, wages went up 0.6% in the month. Now, if it keeps up at that rate for the entire 12 months, that's over a 7% increase in wages, which, again, people say, well, that's good. I have more money. But it drives up labor costs. And it's going to cause more inflation. I wrote about last year about a possible what we call wage price spiral, which I think is starting to happen now, and that's going to drive inflation higher.
Yeah, exactly, because it's almost like you're chasing your tail on this thing. Because the other thing that's ignored here, how many layoffs did we have in last quarter, Michael? I mean, you know, thousands of people are losing their jobs. I mean, businesses still have to survive. They still have to produce a bottom line. And, you know, it almost reminds me of the cycle that Disney was getting involved in the early 2000s. And it was like they would hire 3,000 people, and then they'd fire 3,000. They would hire and I mean they went through that cycle several times within, you know, like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, another way that's showing up, I just saw this morning McDonald's sales are starting to go down because they've had to raise their prices and people are now resisting the higher prices. A lot of that has to do with the large increases in the minimum wage. I think in California, fast food workers have to earn a minimum of $20 an hour now. That's going to drive up prices. And if you can't pass all this, the cost increases on to consumers, you start to lose business, and then you start to lose profit. And if you don't have a profit, you're not going to be there.
Exactly.
So you see a lot of these places closing.
Well, at least when you go to McDonald's, they're not asking for tips. Every place is asking for tips. And the thing, now help me out with this math here, Michael. You know, the tip number is larger just because, you know, the cost of food when you go to a restaurant. You're not paying $25 a plate anymore. I mean, it's $30-$35 a plate, and on top of that, the plate's getting a little anemic. It's not hearty as it used to be, right? So
Right.
So to me, I mean, with all due respect to the servers, okay, that is a built-in increase just because we're paying more because we're tipping based on now the new number that we see on the ticket. And what restaurants are doing is when they give you a suggested tip, it's no longer the 15%. That's not the bottom. The bottom is 18 up to 25. And, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, who's getting worked here, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, with everything done electronically now, if you go to pay for something instead of a cash register, you have a touch screen.
Yes.
And then you're right, the touch screen at the bottom says how much do you want to tip, and you get choices 18, 20, 25%. And with the person staring right at you at the counter, you feel kind of guilty not tipping something. But meanwhile, right, you start to look at how much did I just spend here?
Exactly.
It's much more than I expected to spend.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're seeing that way, but we're getting work. You know, I've confronted also, you know, a couple of these restaurants, because we'll go and they're basing the tip with the tax included. So now it's not bad enough that, you know, I'm paying more of a tip, but now the tax included, and I'm wondering, you know, because some restaurants are finding a way to capture some of this tip money. And I get it. I mean, they're doing it out of necessity, in a sense, because there's only so much they can charge because they'll price themselves out of business, and they're walking a tightrope as well.
Yeah, the whole thing with inflation, it just distorts everything. I've been saying now since 2021, we can't let inflation become a problem. It distorts everything. It distorts the way people think. It distorts how much money people spend. And normally, if you see something go up in price, you know, the normal reaction is to, you know, resist that. Do I really need it? Should I find something else to resist it? Today, things go up in price and people start to think, you know, I better buy it before it gets higher tomorrow.
Right.
And once you get in that inflation psychology, it becomes very difficult to break. The last time we got into this buying, it took a very severe recession in 1981. Severe recession and pushing interest rates up to double-digit levels before we could finally break this inflation cycle. As I've said all along, the longer we take to get rid of this inflation problem, the more difficult it will be to end. We're not out of the woods yet.
Right.
I think inflation is starting to inch up, and the Fed should take more drastic action to make sure inflation doesn't get higher.
Well, and the Fed can only hope that the bureaucracy can help them out a little bit, because there's only so much Houdini magic that they can do, right? When you have, you know, on the other side, you've got Biden and his team, you know, spending like drunken sailors. I mean, because isn't inflation the bottom line? Yeah, I guess, you know, you can blame it on economic policies, can't you? I mean, there's a direct correlation.
Absolutely. Too many dollars chasing too few goods creates inflation. The federal government, by deficit spending trillions of dollars, are putting more dollars into the economy, more dollars chasing too few goods, and you end up with inflation.
See, they're not helping us, and the American people need to wise up and understand. Here we are, you know, we're like a bunch of hamsters on hamster wheels, just burning ourselves out trying to keep up with the insanity that those that we elected into office are doing to us. Right? Am I missing something here, Michael?
No, I just hope we elect better people into these responsible roles so they can be more responsible. And instead of just saying, elect me, I'll pay for this, I'll give you this money, I'll do this, we have to elect people who will be more responsible with the money that they have. There's only
You've
a limit to how much we can tax people.
Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you, sir.
Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Well, country music fans are feeling some pain this morning with the news that Toby Keith has passed. It's an amazing thing that, you know, at his age, his early age, that he passed away from, I believe it was stomach cancer. And so we can pray for his family and what they were going through. They were all beside him as he passed yesterday afternoon. Great to have you with us. We're back with you right now, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We got Jeff Kemp joining us in just a moment. And this is something, you know, Jeff, first of all, let me say good morning. I'm bringing you on first here. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah, this is something that, God's just been working in my heart in light of where we are, the conditions of the world right now, and the need for the gospel message, number one. Number two, Nick Saban, he's been doing a lot of speaking engagements, and one of the things that struck out for me was he's talked about elite athletes. I mean, here is a man who's just been blessed to work around, you know, some great kids. But clearly, even at that level, Division I, you know, football and all the success he's had, you can pretty much figure out, you know, the top of the top. I mean, it's amazing. You're working with the top 1% of athletes and a program like that. But yet, there's still yet even the top one of that 1%. And he identifies those as the elite athletes. And I think we all do. We talk about, you know, any athlete that we've seen and grown up with. You know, you think of Michael Johnson, you know, Larry Bird, you know, just a couple of basketball players to mention. Others, you know, that are just the elite players. And he said, you know, you get good players, and good players give you good results. You know, great players give you great results. And so as you go up the ladder, and elite players give you elite results. And the thought came to mind is that that's what we need. You know, Christians need elite Christianity. We need elite Christianity. We need to step up against the manipulation of the devil right now as it is intensifying. And in being an elite, it's not like you're going to go around and, you know, brag about, well, I'm an elite, you know, I'm an elite Christian. No, you just go and you do elite Christian things because it's what is needed for this time. And, you know, and I wanted to talk to you about it because for you being an athlete, you know, former quarterback and in that concept of what you've appreciated, you know, on the practice field, playing field and with all these, you know, great players that you were around in your career, how can that translate to our faith and being elite Christians? Not because we're going to be braggarts about it and arrogant, but it's that we're going to, you know, be serious about our faith and not be some milquetoast Christian, because that's what we're getting. We're getting too much of that. And this is really having an effect on the culture, and I believe it's misrepresenting the cross of Christ.
That's a really great topic, Bill. And there is probably a distinction. I think some of us, when we hear elite, we think two different things. We know elite means the very best, the most accomplished, someone who has qualities and abilities that stand above and whose performance is exemplary. I mean, phenomenal, rare, highly impactful in the case of sports, winning NBA championships and Super Bowls and Masters and U.S. Open, things like that. But there's the other sense of the elites, and it came about back in the French Revolution era, and we see it spoken of much today. It's a category of people who see themselves as having the greatest power and influence and style and knowledge, and sometimes it's because of their wealth or their privilege or their education. That's more status.
Yes.
And I think right now I'm reinforcing what you said subtly and quickly, that we are not talking about status. We're not talking about impressiveness. We're not talking about braggadociousness. Mm-hmm. The culture has plenty of that, and that is kind of the spirit of Satan. Remember,
right.
Satan said, God, I want to be as glorious as you, so I'm going to rebel. And that's where everything went south, due to pride. So that's the, I don't know, maybe the class warfare form of elite.
Yeah.
The sense of elite we're talking about today goes right back to, you know, what Webster's and the first definition said, a select group that is superior in terms of ability, qualities, effort, and accomplishment. And that is what Jesus was.
Yes.
That is what Jesus' 12 disciples who changed the world were.
It's worthy of our followership, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, yes.
Right.
And you think Amy Carmichael, the missionary that was unbelievably committed to taking the gospel to China and other places. Eric Liddell, who stood on principle and didn't run on a Sunday, yet still won a gold medal in a different heat.
Yes.
I think it was the 200 meters instead of the 100.
Right.
Dr. King was elite at his application of the gospel to justice in a nonviolent manner, which we could use more of today. We humans, you know, after Jesus, we can be followers of Christ in ways that are very, very impactful and have elite impact. We're not perfect, you know?
Right.
But eliteness comes, as I look back at sports, Bill Walsh, my coach in the Niners, unbelievable intelligence and effort and cutting-edge progressive design of his offenses and his standards of excellence. Oh, my gosh. He wanted me to have the exact same timing and footwork every time, and he would, you know, judge you on whether you're doing those things Mm-hmm. And they ended up leading touchdowns and victories like Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Okay, mm-hmm.
But right.
Christian McCaffrey is elite. He's not big.
Yes.
You know, he's just hardest working, super intelligent. Brock mm-hmm. Purdy, he wasn't even drafted.
Right.
He's elite.
Yes.
The statistics are the highest of anyone in the NFL. He happens to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the eliteness of a Christian that I strive to for, you strive for, and we're calling all of our followers of Jesus to, is let's humble ourselves. Say, Jesus, I don't want to joke around. I'm not going to be here just, you know, twiddling my fingers and trying to have a comfortable little life in an America that's not going well and has a lot of conflict. I want to follow Jesus. I want to be in the Word of God. I want to be in prayer. I'm going to go to church and fellowship with people. I don't expect it to be perfect. I'm not going to judge it. I'm going to be a part of the solution.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go love my neighbors, do my work well, raise my kids, and be involved in the school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share Jesus when people are in depression and hardship and lonely. Mm-hmm. That would be elite Christianity.
You know, I like what you talked about with Coach Walsh. In his focus on detail, you know, life as a Christian involves detail. God is very specific as to how, you know, when you read about God in the Old Testament, I mean, he's not, you know, casual about how you worship him and how you demonstrate your love to him. I mean, it is really very specific. So part of this idea of raising our game and being aware, again, as you said, it's not about being a braggart or arrogant or allowing pride to go in. It's just saying, okay, I am going to strive. I'm going to up my game as a man of faith, as a father of faith, as a brother of faith, to be mindful of these details that God has put out for us in the Word of God, right?
Exactly. And you know what? Humility means God confidence, not Jeff confidence or Bill confidence,
yes,
or self confidence. Let's be humble, follow Jesus, let him work through us, live out what the Bible says, and we will make a difference for Christ in our era by his strength,
yes,
for his glory.
And when you're around an elite player, it is contagious. And and everybody's game is, you know, rises to that level. Hey, look, it can be different. And if it's going to be different, and if it's going to be in the context of elite Christianity, you know, hey, why not? Let's do it. You know, let's do it for one another. Our culture, our families, our wives, our children, they need this right now. Jeff Kemp, thank you so much for being with us.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, as everybody is getting, you know, ready, most people, I should say, not everybody, ready for the Super Bowl here, you know, dip recipes, all kinds of, you know, charcuterie boards, you know, fancy charcuterie boards for all the fans are rolling out, and, you know, we just can't wait. And, you know, the tension, you know, continues to build here to see who will it be. And, you know, you look and... I'll tell you, it's pretty well evenly split, you know, at least in the circles that I'm traveling in, you know, whether it will be the Niners or whether it'll be the Chiefs. We'll have to wait and see. But for sure, you know, we know Taylor Swift will be there. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. And we've got Samantha Mao. She is the good news girl. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You guys all ready for the Super Bowl? You know, Paxi can't wait to, you know, put his hand in the big dip bowl and everything like that, because that's what all the little kids do. You know, that's part of the tradition. You know, is when you have the little kids there, they're the first ones to taste, you know, how the dip is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's tasting everything, and we love dip here. And I always like to say about the Super Bowl, I'm sure sports fans go nuts about this, but I'm like, I just hope everybody has fun. I just hope everybody has fun.
Yeah.
The winner.
Yeah.
We'll probably check it out, and we always enjoy the commercials and stuff too. So
yeah,
I will definitely be having some wings and
And you bring up a good point. I don't know. In the last couple of years, commercials, you know, have been. We're just missing, you know, some of, you know, in the past we had some great commercials, you know, the Bud Light commercials and some of those are really classic. Of course, the Clydesdale, you know, ones that are so moving, you know, really, really some really creative commercials, especially when this becomes such a showcase, you know, you know, these, sponsors are paying so much for the airtime. And then, you know, you've got to, you know, you really have to up your game and stand out, because you're competing with the best of the best when it comes to, you know, commercial ads, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these commercials are, this is the prime time of the whole year for you to have a commercial out. So you've really got to make it count and make them good. People remember them, you know. I mean, there really are people that have watched over the years because the commercials, some of the most entertaining part, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you have some that, you know, can't wait for the halftime show, waiting for another,
that's right,
you know, costume malfunction of any sort, just to see what happens to these celebrities. And then you wonder, you go, I mean, I always think of the players. I mean, there they are. They're just,
you know, sitting in their, you know, in their locker rooms waiting, you know, for all this extra frivolity, you know, that has nothing, really nothing to do with the game. But it's like, you know, but, you know, they've got to have an extended halftime in order to accommodate, you know, the entertainment, right? Which I don't know. Maybe somewhere down the road there'll be a change, but it's still, I guess, part of the tradition, so we just have to tolerate it. I guess I'm speaking more like a purist in the sport. I mean, because if it was that significant, then there would be a halftime show in all the games throughout the entire season, right? But, you know.
That's right. That's true.
I'm just saying. Well, hey, look at this. First story is what we call RPRT, right place, right time, right? You've got a bus driver who saves a child from choking. Tell us about this.
That's right. So down in Florida, a bus driver was riding, and she just happens to notice this is Marilyn Lopez,
mm-hmm.
you know. So bus drivers have, I feel like they deserve a lot of respect because they transport your most precious beings, you know, mm-hmm. to and from school and make sure they get there safely.
And especially when some of those precious beings aren't being as precious as you think they should be. But that's another
that's
subject,
true.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be a driver, you got to be a counselor, make sure everybody behaves. And in this particular case, she noticed that a third grader in the back was choking. She noticed he was turning like a kind of a strange shade of purple, and she
wow.
just happened to notice at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so as she's en route, she stops, and she goes to the back, and she does the Heimlich maneuver. And she said that, you know, her mom instincts just took over. And you're always thankful that people in that situation know how to do something like
exactly.
the Heimlich maneuver because it makes all the difference, right? It's like one of those things, like, how often do you need it? Will you
right.
ever need it? Just learn
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And you might be a hero like this bus driver. Mm. And she didn't even, they've got footage of it because they have
wow.
footage of the buses. But she just, it was like she didn't even think of herself as a hero. She just did what mom did.
What she
do.
Had to do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I can't imagine the kids, you know, hey, hello, Billy's choking. He's turning blue. Oh, now it's purple. You know,
that's right.
I mean, were the kids around, you know, trying to call attention to a problem, or did they even realize what was going on?
Don't realize that, like, sometimes when you're choking, unless you're like really making it obvious, it seems mm-hmm. like people, like, it seemed like this case, they don't realize that you're choking.
That somebody was really in danger. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. It's like one of those silent kind of things. You think, like, drowning, you think mm-hmm. people are going to make a lot of noise. And that's not what happened because it wasn't the kids who got her attention. it's a blessing that she got. That she noticed and
yeah,
saved that little boy.
Exactly. She was situationally aware, that's for sure. This next story is about a Kentucky middle school employee wins a lottery, hides a ticket
yes.
in a math textbook. What's this about?
So at Rector A. Jones Middle School, this is in Florence, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
A group known as the Jones 30, they've been playing for the past, like, few years, since 2019, and they always play the same numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they just, so it's a group of teachers, you know, there's like special ed teachers and math teachers and all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
They just get together. They've, you know, shared memories and vacations and babies and grandbabies over the years. And
uh-huh.
so they play the same group of numbers every time.
Wow.
That's how
mm-hmm.
they just decide the same group. And that's actually what ended up leading to their victory. And so, like, on the 27th, they have the Powerball, and five of the numbers matched. The last one didn't match, but it still meant they won $1 million.
Uh-huh.
The next day, they go in and get it, and they hit it in a math book because they said nobody ever opens those things. So they
exactly.
knew it. which I think is pretty great. I think mm-hmm. they ended up walking around with $24,000 each after they split it up and taxes came out. So nice little chunk of change.
Yeah, not that little bonus there, and a little you know, little cherry on top of their you know, their friendship and relationship over the years. Well, you know, congrats to them. So, did they explain why they put it? I mean, other than nobody looks at it, they just entrusted it to a math
yeah.
textbook as opposed to an individual.
I think they just kept it as a school. They kept it in the math book because the teacher was joking. He was just like, well, nobody ever looks at any of those things, so we're just going to go ahead and you know, who knew it was going to end up really being worth $1 million? They've played the same numbers for years. So
Right. Well, all they would have needed is somebody, you know, some principal say, okay, we're going to, you know, trade out all the books. So get all those books off the shelf, throw them out there. And then you got people scrambling looking for this, you know, looking for this lotto ticket. Well, but thank God that didn't happen. And, true to tradition there, nobody opened the book. So there it is, you know. So 24 grand for each of them. That's a terrific, great story. This Coast Guard rescue dog was trapped in a shipping container for 8 days. How did this happen?
That's right. So down, or actually in Boone, Kentucky, U.S. Mm-hmm. Coast Guard, I guess the story comes from Boone, Kentucky, but this is down on the coast of Houston and Galveston. So they start hearing barking in one of the shipping containers. These shipping containers are taking old cars across seas to be gotten rid of. Mm-hmm. And they start hearing this barking, and it's just like, where could this barking be coming from? Like, what is going on? There's like how would there be a dog getting in here? And they end up opening the container, like, you know, really carefully because they're scared of what they're going to see.
Right.
And it's a friendly looking little golden retriever sitting there that had been trapped there for 8 days. That she fell asleep in one of the junkyard cars.
Oh, in one of the cars. It wasn't like she was so inquisitive that before, you know, anybody could find her, she happened to sneak into it. So one of the cars, she was just, oh, my gosh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, so this is probably a dog that didn't have a home before. She was just trying to find a comfortable place, and little did you know, the car was going to get put into a container, and she, you know, this dog was on an international adventure, and usually it would have been about another week before they would have opened these containers, but they just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And now the beautiful little sweet dog, and they said she was just as calm as she could be. She was just, like, kind of sitting there happy. Like, this dog
was she eating for the last 8 days, you know? The stuffing out of one of the car seats, I guess, or something? I don't know. Crazy deal.
They said she had food or water. I mean, I'm not sure what happened, but... And I'm just amazed that this dog, I mean, even if she had food and water, trapped in a container for 8 days in the dark, like...
If she had food and water, I would think somebody, you know, resourced that, right? And would have been aware of the dog, right? You think? And I'm sure, you know. Anyway, well, all's well that ends well. Hopefully, that puppy finds a home that loves her. This next story about an Aldi worker's generosity brings tears of gratitude to a struggling shopper. You know, tell us this story, Sam.
That's right. So over in England, Westwood, she had been going through a hard time. She lost a loved one, and she went to Aldi to pay her bill, forgot it, and the cashier decided to cover it for her, just making her day and really turning her heart around.
A simple act of kindness sometimes, right? And this last story is about a customer who sends a letter in cash to a restaurant after realizing his mistake. But what was that, Sam?
Oh, that's right. So this customer in Lenore, North Carolina, they took the merchant's coffee and realized that the waitress didn't get the tip, so they left a $20 tip and said they wanted to start the new year off right. They went back and gave it to the restaurant when they realized their error. So the good people looking out for good people, I just love it every week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Samantha Mao, with all the good stories that lift our heart.
Folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a